The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Happy Saturday. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Yes, welcome, welcome once again to another fun version of Open House with Team Reba.
That's right. We're every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock. We bring you information on real estate and finance.
And all things related.
There you go. And today is no exception, but...
We're going to go fun because we're going to be talking, you know, like the market.
We're going to be talking about the market, but also there's a sort of a special thing that happened here this month in December. And I just can't not mention it.
Okay.
It was the grand opening...
Oh,
Dick's Drive-In.
Have you already been?
Huh?
Did you go to the grand opening?
I didn't go to the grand opening, but I drove there and I was going to pick up a bunch of cheeseburgers for the staff and everything. There were four windows open, lined up 30 deep at least.
Holy smokage.
So then I just kind of gave up. I'll get back there, but...
You were rejected from a Dick's Burger. That must have been the most painful thing you've had happen to you, and I don't know how long.
I was so excited.
You love Dick's Burgers so much. I've never known... I mean, I know people who are like fanatic.
Yeah.
You're a freak.
Well, I grew up with it. It was the first cheeseburger I ever had as a kid, you know, sitting in the back of my dad's... You know, 57
it's the first burger
Chev
of most of the people who grew
Lake
up
City.
Here.
I know.
Or unless they went to Kid Valley or something. But
yeah, Kid Valley.
Hey,
whatever.
I'm going to tell you, yeah. I still love Red Mill. Red Mill's my fave.
Well, there's...
I think it kicks Dick's butt.
There's some... Well, now. Those are
I'm going to say our guest is kind of like, not in his head. He's that's a pretty good burger over there.
The Spady family on here to defend themselves.
Maybe we should have the Red Mill people and... You and I could do a taste-off. We should totally do that.
Side by side
burger taste-off.
Blind. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yes.
Blind. Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
Okay.
Let's
do it.
But it's on. It's on in 2019, man.
If you happen to be in the Kent area, go to 242nd and Pacific Highway, just across the street from South Seattle Community College and right down the road from Lowe's.
It's South Seattle College.
Whatever. Yeah, South Seattle College.
Hey, we've had people from South Seattle College on the show. Like,
you're right.
Get it together,
okay.
Mister.
Anyway, but 242nd and Pack Highway, they call it Kent. I call it Des Moines. I don't know. It's where sort of Kent meets Des Moines.
They all blend.
Meets Federal Way. It's all right.
Yeah,
they
meld down in that area.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with like Burien and, you know, SeaTac and Tukwila.
Oh,
like, it all just starts melding together.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
A little melting pot
right.
of
that's
towns.
Right. Anyway, but just had to get that out there. So,
yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. For anybody who's been not caring about their waistline, come and get right on over to Dick's. Get
here,
some.
You know
get some. That's why you've been going low carb, because you're saving it up.
I'm saving it up.
You're
saving it up
for Dick's Drive. Oh, my gosh.
Away.
Now I get it.
Yeah, I'll just have the meat.
Yeah, but then you're going to have the fries.
There's no carbs in fries. I'm kidding.
Uh-huh.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there are.
Sure.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Yeah. And a shake.
Yeah.
You know you're going to have a shake, too.
I'm okay without the shake. Yeah, I'm okay without
that.
See, those
I'd
fries,
have to have
though.
The shake.
You see, the fries are the... Just...
Okay, we got to stop talking about food.
Yeah, stop talking about food. Yeah, because...
Okay, because we're here to talk about the markets.
Okay.
We're here to talk real estate, lending,
okay.
and the markets.
Well, how about you go first? I want to hear what's going on.
What's going on in the market?
In the market, on the real estate market side.
So, okay, this is the thing that I always love this time of year, and I've mentioned this numerous times and numerous years now that we've been doing the show over 3 years. Everyone thinks that the wintertime is super quiet in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to let you all know you're wrong, because it just depends on who you are. And you also have to remember the stuff that comes across on the national news, even sometimes the local news is just reporting things that are nationally stated. And frankly, we do not experience the same issues, right? Now, there are more homes typically on the market in the summer, but that's because if you are a homeowner with school-age children, that is the most likely time that you're going to be transitioning, right? But the whole rest of the time, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And there are stats that do show if you're selling in the summer, and especially as we get into a more normalized market, about 53% chance of selling during the summer, about 74% chance of selling in the wintertime, mm-hmm. because there are still people very active during the wintertime and going into the spring. And by the way, Q1 is one of the most active time periods. And that actually is what makes Q2 look so big in the numbers, because there's more closings
it's
within
all
that
rolling
period
into the second quarter. But I would also argue this time of year, your sellers especially mm-hmm. are way more motivated.
They're super, yeah, because if they're doing something right now, it's one because it's either convenient or there is a reason for it. And and I tell people December is typically one of the top 3 months of either closings and or activities or both mm-hmm. for my team for 16 years running.
Right.
And if you are a full-time agent like I am, now the hobbyists, whatever, they're off goofing off, doing their thing, just going to Christmas parties, whatever. But that's because they're not serious and in the market all the time anyway, and they only sell one or two houses a year. Mm-hmm. I sell 40 to 60 at mm-hmm. least. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're closing this year 41 closings, and we're going to target 103 for 2019. We're growing our team. It's going to be dynamic and exciting, and I'm bringing on more new buyer agents, right? And the reason we're that busy is because we're in that small percentage. There's 1.3 million agents in the United States, and 43,000 of us do 25 transactions a year or more. And right. I'm in that pool, which means if you're a pro,
it's frightening.
It is frightening. It just tells you how many hobbyists are out there. Mm-hmm. And so again, listeners, if you are out interviewing, because this just came up recently. I was brought in, I was referred by an agent in California to talk to a couple locally. And I went and met with them recently, started talking about their place, started talking about the pricing strategies, talking about the timing, because they're like, well, you know, we're supposed to be, you know, done with our stuff December 31st. Should we go on immediately afterward? And I went, heck yes. And here's why. And we walked through all those steps. I said, now you don't want to be on in the first 2 weeks of January, because that's when all the other people who've been waiting for the holidays to finish are going to come on. So if you want to have a better competitive level, wait till this third or fourth week. Right.
Right.
And because you have to be strategic about what you're doing. Right. And so we'll need some prep time and what have you. But then I gave them those details about this is a 2-bedroom, 1¾-bath condo. I'm not going to sell it to somebody with school age children.
No.
So
that's
going to be anyone else,
a more unique property for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm going to be selling to someone downsizing. I'm going to be selling to somebody in first time buyer position. I'm selling to somebody who's maybe a single or a couple. And I can't advertise that way because Fair Housing won't allow us. But we do recognize who's most likely going to buy it. And I told the wife, I'm like, someone just like you when you bought it and you were single. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't say that's what we're looking for, obviously, but we have to craft the staging and the other stuff that is appealing to somebody who fits that kind of demographic. And I say that too, like the other agent, I will tell you, I found so many mistakes. I audited her listing, right? And if you are, so listeners, if you are somebody who is compromised in how you can access property and you need to have something with few or no steps available to you, our local multiple listing service has a segment that says how many stairs. And I can't begin to tell you how many agents mistakenly put, like this agent put zero. But what they mean is access to the property, not inside the property. It's a one-level condo. So duh, there's no steps. But to get to this unit was 15 stairs.
Oh boy.
And yeah. I'm sitting there asking the couple, so what's been the feedback of your showings? And because I had just got done talking about all of this, like the demographics and who we advertise to and all of that kind of thing in terms of like the language and how we present it and show it and all that. And they said, yeah, some people commented about the stairs. And I went, yeah, because your listing says there's zero. So an agent and or their client saw that in the listing and thought, oh, this is accessible for me, Plus, there's grab bars in the unit. There's a roll-in shower potential of a former owner who installed those things. But there's a reason that person doesn't live there anymore.
Right.
Because it has 15 steps.
15 stairs.
You know, so I'm just saying.
Reba, I think you managed to find the one listing in the whole MLS that did not have 100% accurate information in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. But it happens all the time. And that wasn't the only thing. I mean, I found numerous mistakes with it. And that's the thing is like when we send a listing out to our client after we input it, we send it to them to help audit, to make sure we didn't make a typo, to make sure that we got the information correct. And so I'm always stunned. But your question was, what's going on in the market? Right now, it's still very busy. We do have more inventory than typical. However, I'm going to tell you, I watch every day what the pending activity is, which tells us how active the buyers are. And they're about the same as they've been for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that there's more inventory. The buyer count is about the same. And we've been very consistent since April of 2012.
Yeah, it seems like it's not slowing down from my perspective at all.
Oh, no, I'm super busy.
However, I know I look at our office at Home Street, and we may be something of an exception because I've also spoken to other competitors, other friends at different
Yeah, there's
companies
a lot of people
things,
slowing down.
People are slow.
And I'm watching a bunch of lenders move from company to company right now because of that.
Yeah, we can tend to get a little bit of the jumping around thing going on, but that's encouraging to hear that we do have more inventory now. That's been our big struggle in this area, especially.
Yeah, so for buyers,
years.
You get more choices, and for those sellers who've been worried about doing a step up or step down and worried about like, oh my gosh, am I going to have a place to move to? This is a beautiful time because interest rates are still reasonable. We have more inventory. We're seeing more contingent deals being accepted. And as a buyer, many people are able to do some negotiating around, you know, closing costs. So they're getting opportunities to, you know, buy down their interest rates or save some money. And it's a beautiful environment right now.
We're not going to have the bidding wars, though. So
on occasion. But it's got to be a perfect and well-priced property. It can't be overpriced. And so we keep saying, if it's not compelling, it's not selling. So you just have to, you know, absolutely really listen to a real professional, not a hobbyist, who knows how to strategically plan around that with you, and then go from there.
Not the kind of thing to be hobbying about. So
you.
When we come
not
back,
with that
we
big
have
of an asset,
guests, though, and we're gonna be talking more about the market and interest rates. What's going on? What can we expect as we go into the new year?
Exciting stuff.
Stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reba. We'll be right back.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.